The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, Ben Murphy, and James Dare from Quality Roofing, our guest for this half hour. Welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Good morning, PJ. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, it's a beautiful day here in Pensacola.
Absolutely. So we also have James in the studio.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be back.
Absolutely. So once again, hurricane season just started on Monday. It's that season in the Gulf Coast. So what are homeowners not typically thinking about until it's too late?
Well, for those that are just tuning in and may not be aware of Quality Roofing, I'll kind of give you a little bit of background, but that's a great question, PJ, to get us started. Quality Roofing has been in the Gulf Coast serving from Alabama state line all the way through Okaloosa and Walton County for the last 20 years. We're actually celebrating our 20th year this year.
Oh, wow.
We're really proud of that. Locally mm-hmm. owned and operated. We service residential roof replacements, roof repairs, but we also do commercial work as well. I've got James here in the studio as one of our roofing consultants. He's an expert that's out in the field. So I thought who better to be in the studio and kind of answering some of these questions. But we all know, well, at least I say we all, but here in the roofing business, we all know that June 1st starts hurricane season. And mm-hmm. so really ensuring that our PEP listeners are being proactive and that their roofs are ready for any storms that may be coming through. I think the biggest thing, and James and I were just talking about this earlier, the biggest thing I would want our listeners to know is, you know, after a storm, you're in a much more reactive space and you don't want to be up against the wall or have your back against the wall and trying to find a contractor and maybe kind of stuck picking an option versus really being able to select a roofer that's going to be able to take care of you on the front end. And I mean, we're even seeing quite a few calls coming in from out of town contractors that serviced homeowners roofs after Sally. And that was just 6 years ago, right, James?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Tell me a little bit more about what you've been seeing out there.
Yeah, me and Ben were talking about it just a second ago. So I was telling him this year, out of the past 3 years that I've been looking at roofs and inspecting and estimating stuff like that, I've seen the most, I would say should be warranty work, but work from, you know, just contractors that came in after Sally that didn't do a great job. And I keep hearing this reoccurring statement. They're like, yeah, I use this company in the, but, you know, it was after Sally. We just had to do that. And I was telling Ben, like, I wish that customers knew that they don't have to do that. And so, like, I like to paint a picture, right? So right now you can call Quality Roofing. You can get a roof inspection, inspection/ certification for $150. So what does that look like? We come out. We take a look at your roof. We document any existing damage so you can go ahead and get that taken care of. Doesn't make it worse when a storm comes. We can document the existing condition of your roof. How much easier would it be to talk with your insurance company if you could show them pictures, be like, this is what it looked like before the storm. This is what it looks like now. Obviously, I have a lot of storm damage, because that's one of the things that insurance companies, you know, they're going to question, like, was that really storm damage or is your roof just old? So you get to document that. Plus, when we're out there, we gather all the information we need for the size of your roof. And so after the storm hits, you call us, we can have you a quote. I mean, within a couple of days, especially after a storm. I mean, without a storm, we can have you quote that same day if you've already had that inspection done. Mm-hmm. But we keep all that information. So, you know, it's the akin to if you have 50 gallons of gas waiting in your shed, you don't have to go wait at that gas station line after the storm happens, or, you know, go to Sam's Club and wait for 3 hours for a 24 pack of water. Like, that's the same thing you can do with Quality Roofing. You can already have that gas and water stored up for hurricane season. You can already be prepared for hurricane season with your roof too. And I said, it's $150. I mean, that's a lot of peace of mind you can buy for not very much money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think one thing I want to make sure our listeners are aware of, James, if I'm thinking my roof is already at that age and, like, it's just due time, is it $150 for you to come out and provide an estimate?
Oh, no, no. Yeah, estimates are free. So if you think, yeah, I probably need to get my roof replaced before a storm comes, because I bring this up to homeowners too, but not a lot of people think about it. Like, most people are like, oh, well, I'll just wait for the storm to blow it off. If your roof is already old and the storm blows it off, you're not just paying for a roof. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to think about all your household items, insulation, drywall, mold remediation. I mean, your problem gets exponentially worse if you wait for a storm to blow your roof off. Plus, most people don't know that they have a hurricane deductible. It's different than your regular deductible. It's usually more. I'd say 99% of the time, it's more of a deductible if your roof blows off for a hurricane than with other weather events. Mm. So, if you're like, man, my roof is old, but we may wait till after hurricane season, call us out. We can look at the roof. We can give you a price on what it's going to cost. And we're not too bad out on scheduling too. I mean, we can definitely get your roof taken care of before we have any major storms coming in. We'll knock on wood a little bit.
Yeah.
that none of them come right now. Usually for Pensacola, we don't see them until September. So,
well, I've been kind of preaching when the named storm is in the Gulf, that is not when you want to be making the call to figure out if something's wrong with my roof.
That's right.
I mean, as a first-time homeowner, I really didn't understand the importance of a strong roof system until I started at Quality, and I'm so thankful I did, because getting the insight and really understanding how vital that roof system is, especially in a storm, is incredible. So anytime that I can encourage our listeners to be proactive on making sure their roof is storm ready, I absolutely encourage them.
And our shingles are now rated. They retested our shingles that we install, which is CertainTeed shingles. They're rated for 160 miles an hour now.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So,
I mean, that's like Miami-Dade kind of.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about CertainTeed. I know that they're a great company that's been out there a long time. Tell me what makes their product so special.
I would say probably the warranties is probably the best thing. It's incredible. So, I don't just speak this from a sales perspective. I actually just put a roof on my house
two weeks
ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to use it in advertising because I used the Coastal Blue.
It's sharp. It looks good.
Beautiful roof. So I'm super excited about that. So there'll be pictures, I'm sure, that we're going to be able to use on our website and all that fun stuff for it. But, I even purchased the extended warranty from CertainTeed. So a couple big things. They're one of the only shingle manufacturers that doesn't void your warranty in the event of a name storm.
That's huge. It's really big.
Most people don't even know that that's a thing. Most manufacturers that are out there, they have a clause in their warranty that states if you're in an affected area, not if you receive damage, if you're in an affected area by a name storm, your warranty is voided. CertainTeed does not do that. And then they have extended warranties. So you can get up to a 30-year workmanship warranty and a 50-year non-prorated shingle manufacturer warranty, which is what I did. Non-prorated? And that's what I did on my house. I pay, like, it's not a gimmick thing. I mean, unless...
No, that's an investment. Yeah. Like,
that's right.
I mean, non-prorated, that's huge.
That's right.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, it definitely adds an extra layer of protection. Quality Roofing's been in business for 20 years. I've got to say a little side note on that. I was just thinking about really great things happen on the 1776, 2006. Now we're celebrating 250 years for America, 20 years for Quality Roofing. I mean, it's just great things all around. You think, man, right?
Brian probably had that in mind.
That's what he was thinking. He was waiting. It was 2005, and he's like, I'm going to wait. No,
all right. Ben Murphy and James Dare from Quality Roofing, our guests for this half hour, 437-1620, if you have any questions for him. So, James, when you're talking to homeowners and you're doing those inspections, what are some of the things that you're seeing out there that maybe the homeowner was surprised that was already happening?
Things that are already happening. Most people don't realize the amount of integrity you lose in your roof and what we call granular loss. As a roof gets older, there's several things that play into it. One of the biggest things that we focus on is attic ventilation. If your attic is hot, your shingles are going to wear out way faster. Mm. I mean, exponentially faster. So having the proper attic ventilation, I would say a lot of new construction homes, that's not a high priority on a builder's the inspection, the way that they're looking at a roof or where they're looking at a home altogether. And so if you have a new construction home, that's something that I would look into because you might not have enough attic ventilation. There's a lot that goes into that, but I see a lot of granular loss. Granular loss is the aggregate that's glued on top of the shingles that gives us its color. Shingles have the same wear life as a tire. So everybody knows what an old tire looks like, right? Mm-hmm. You have tread.
That's right.
Yep. You have bald, and then you have bands. If your bands are showing, you could make it to the stop sign or you could make it to Tallahassee and nobody knows. Yeah. And the shingles are the same way. So you have granular, which is the aggregate on top, a black tar mat, and then a fiberglass base. And so I see a lot of fiberglass coming back up through the shingles, and it's the exact same thing. Your fiberglass showing through your shingles, you could make it to the next rainstorm, and you could make it through the next hurricane. Nobody knows, but they're there. It's time to look at replacing your roof.
And that's I think I've heard you talk about this before, James, and it's kind of very similar to the tires, where you almost have that like banding, or you can kind of see like streaks in the shingle.
It's shiny.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. If your roof is old and you come home and you're like, man, my roof is really shiny lately. Your roof is old. Please call us. Please call us. It is 850-788-7691. Give us a call.
And that granular residue, a lot of time people will see in the fall when they're taking care of their, or actually spring, I guess, with like their leaves from their trees. And,
oh, yeah.
What is this stuff in the bottom?
The gutters,
of the gutters.
Yeah. The sand in the pool filters.
Oh.
Yeah, I've had a couple of customers like, yeah, I keep cleaning all this sand out of my pool filter, and I have no idea where it's coming from. And I'm like, yeah, it's coming from your roof. So, it washes down. You'll see it in the cracks of the driveway, the bottom of the downspout of the gutter. Mm-hmm. It'll be like, oh, look, that sand at the bottom of the downspout looks like my roof color. That's your roof that's washing
off. How much
off.
Of that is natural versus like, oh, my gosh, there's a lot of loss and a lot of residue?
That's a great question. So when they make the shingles, they put on a lot of that aggregate on top. So your new roof is going to have what we would classify as major granular loss in the beginning. So like the first 3 or 4 months, you're probably going to see a lot. And then it's going to taper off to almost nothing. And then you probably, between like year 15 and 20, it's going to start getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And then if you have a new construction home, that 7 to 10 year time frame, 6 to 10 year time frame, you'll start to see it wearing off and everything.
Is that a lot because of it's typically like a builder grade shingle?
Yeah, the quality of the shingle and both. I think it contributes both to them, quality of the shingle and attic ventilation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, Ben Murphy and James Dare from Quality Roofing, our guests for this half hour, 437-1620, if you have any questions for them. So actually, we're talking about the attic ventilation. So what are some steps people can take to make sure that their attic is properly ventilated?
Yeah, so this is another great thing that I love about our company. We built a ventilation software, so we can take the square footage of your house, what ventilation you already have, and it calculates what you need to add to make sure that you have enough per manufacturer specifications. So again, give us a call. We'll come out and take a look at the roof, make sure that you have what you need. We have all kinds of different options. You have passive ventilation and you have active ventilation. Passive ventilation is as long as there's air moving outside your house, there's air moving in your attic. Active ventilation is you have something moving that air. So in the passive, you have ridge vents, you have soffit vents, you have off-ridge vents. And then in the active, you have a powered fan or you have a solar powered fan. Mm-hmm. Solar powered fan is the my favorite, and we'll stick with the theme. On my house, I put an Attic Breeze solar fan on my house.
Again,
because
very smart, man.
I want to make sure that my attic has proper ventilation on it. So I have a 45-watt variable speed solar attic fan from Attic Breeze.
And with that solar fan, James, does that mean that you have solar already and it's tapped into that, or is that a fan that's powered by solar?
Super great question. This is actually the solar panel for the fan actually sits on top of the fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
So no additional penetration to your roof. You're not having to cover up half of your roof to power the fan. It's actually there. And it comes with a 25-year manufacturer warranty. It's rated, I believe it's rated for 160-mile-an-hour wind. And so the most common thing I get it from homeowners is like, I saw a solar fan the other day at Home Depot for $150. Don't put that one on your roof. That will not last 20 years. Maybe if you're putting it on your shed and you're doing something like that, maybe that's a good idea. But no, the Attic Breeze that we use is a very high quality, very well manufactured system that goes on.
With the solar fan, is that something that runs all the time, or does it turn on and off as the temperature reaches a certain level?
That's another great question. We have the ability, most of the time we don't install them unless requested by the homeowner. You can have a thermostat put in your attic that will trigger it on and off based on the temperature of your attic. Otherwise, it's just a variable speed. And so what that means is a little bit of sunlight, a little bit of movement, full sunlight, full movement. And so even on the cloudy days, you're still getting that air moving through your attic all the time.
Okay. So. We do have a couple of questions for you on the text line here. Awesome. The first question is, can you help condo boards with replacement? Do you quote commercial grade shingles at Pensacola Beach?
That's right. We absolutely do. I'd more than happy to help you guys out with that. Man, that is another common hurricane thing that happens. You know, you have a condo association that calls in a contractor from out of state. They use a contractor from Atlanta. Spoiler alert, Atlanta does not have the same code requirements as Pensacola, Florida. So the install is different. We did a 26,000 repair on a condo in West Pensacola that the roof was done after Sally. Mm. So they paid for a brand new roof, and we were out there repairing a $26,000 repair less than 5 years after the storm hit. So absolutely, we have great options for bulk purchasing, project management. We work with a lot of association management companies and boards. What I do personally, so I come out to that board and I'll do a full presentation. I'll stay there for 2 hours and answer questions from anybody on the board or any of the members in the association. I've done this several times. So we'll have samples, colors. We definitely can help you out. That would be fantastic. I love the opportunity for that.
Okay. Ben Murphy and James Dare, our guests from Quality Roofing Solutions, 437-1620. The other question is insulation on the ceiling of the attic a bad thing for your shingles?
It can be. And that's a really great question. So they're talking about spray foam insulation. So depending on who you talk to, they're going to tell you to run, or that's the greatest thing ever. And if you go online, you get equaling reports on that. So this is another important clarification. CertainTeed is the only manufacturer that does not void your warranty if you have spray foam insulation. So if you install spray foam insulation, you've voided your shingle warranty. It's because of the heat transference. It's very scientific and technical. I wish I had memorized all the terms and everything that are associated with that, but it's basically to do with the heat not being able to escape from the shingles. The shingles stay hotter for longer.
Yeah, you're letting them bake, if you will, insulate.
Right.
In the attic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying all spray foam is bad. I'm just saying it's like solar. Not all solar is bad, but you know what you're buying before you buy it. Do that research. Talk with us. Give us a call. I'm more than happy to sit down with you and make sure that you have the right equipment for your house.
Okay. Well, and I guess also to that, ventilation would again be very, very important in making sure that air can move through and it's not just sitting.
That's the thing that most people don't understand with spray foam is you can't vent your attic with spray foam.
Sure. So is it possible to have just a section?
I've seen houses spray foamed and then the garage is not.
Okay. I guess that wouldn't make sense. I've seen
that before. The thing is, when you have a spray foamed attic, it actually becomes a conditioned space. They put a HVAC air duct into your attic.
Oh.
I love doing those inspections because it is so wonderful in the attic. No dust, temperature controlled.
Yeah.
I'll take those every day. You can never find the leak, but it's still nice to go up in the attic. But if you do vent it, it creates mold in there because of the humidity and everything. Okay. So,
hey, James, that's something new from you every day, man. I love it.
So we have about 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we can kind of touch on this quick, too, sticking with the storm theme. So what should a homeowner do in the 24 to 48 hours after a storm to protect themselves before the roofer arrives?
I think really I'm initially looking for any exterior signs of penetration. If there is debris that you're able to remove that so it's not potentially causing more damage. Cover up any potential penetrations. If you do have a tarp, I know that are able to help with the tarping side as well. James, what else comes to mind?
I would think you said the 24 to 48 hours. Mm-hmm. If you have tree branches rubbing on your roof and you're like, I've been meaning to cut those back, I don't know if you can get it done in that 24 to 48 hours, but that'll definitely make a big difference on the condition of your roof mm-hmm. before and after a storm.
I would say even before the storm, right? So that you don't have that breakage coming off and landing on the roof and maybe doing some damage.
I see bushes too. I mean, a homeowner has a hedge clipper. They can, if the bush is up over close to the roof, cutting that back will help save the roof.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, we had to do that when we bought our house, so I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, again, kind of circling back to where we started, James, with doing that inspection.
That's right.
We'd love the opportunity to come out, let us walk the roof, take a look at it, let you know what's going on. I think I could probably speak for about everybody on the team. We love giving the news that, hey, your roof's still got some time. You're good. Yeah. But we're also here to help guide you through if there needs to be an issue addressed.
That's right.
Are there any current offers or specials that you're running right now for customers?
We actually are running a special on the Attic Breeze solar fan. We've seen a lot of customers take advantage of that, so we're doing a $250 off promotion through the end of this month. So contact our team at 788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com and get a roofing expert like James out there and go over the options. I know that Attic Breeze has a couple of different models depending on the how much ventilation you need.
Right.
And so we'd love an opportunity to discuss that with you as well.
Okay. So tell me about those couple different models that Attic Breeze offers.
So we have the different wattages, basically a couple different profiles, but you have a 20 watt, 30 watt, 35 watt and a 45 watt. It's all the size of the motor, and the size of the motor, I can never remember the letters. Basically the airflow measurement that it moves. Mm-hmm. The higher the motor,
CFMs.
That's right, CFMs. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I can never get that correct. MFCs. CFMs. So the higher the power of the motor, the more the air is moving through your attic. The bigger your attic, the more air you need to move.
So it's based on square footage.
That's right. That's right. Square footage of the attic. Yep.
All right. So what else do you want listeners to know about?
Well, again, our team is happy to help you in any way we can. If you're, of course, looking at a roof replacement, we can help you there. But if you're not sure, you just need to have a repair addressed. We have a fully built out repair team who is here to serve and able to help you in any way we can. And I think a lot of things that people are one thing that people might not know about Quality Roofing is that we also provide gutters. So if your roof is good to go, but you want to make sure that the foundation of your home is protected and you're not letting that water pool up, we've got a gutter team who can help install some really nice seamless gutters, get that water away from the home, and, again, protect the integrity of your house.
My condo association, make sure you give us a call and let us help you out with what you're quoting there. That sounds like a fun project.
And James is really the go-to expert there. So, I mean, that was perfect timing because he is our guy who works on not only the condos, multifamily, but he's really familiar with the commercial space. So we'd love an opportunity to help in any way we can.
And I know Quality Roofing is all about leaving the space cleaner than you found it. So you clean up after your projects, you do a top-notch job.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, thank you. We do appreciate that. And we have actually a triple nail sweep guarantee. So we're going to not only make sure that we do that magnetic wand and sweep over it, we're going to also do a rake to make sure there's no nails or debris. And then we're going to do a hand pass as well. So, of course, protecting a home is important, and a roof does that, but really it's about protecting what's inside that house. So Quality Roofing is here to help in any way we can. And, of course, if you need to get in touch with our team, give us a call at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Right.
James, thanks for coming on, bud.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Good to be here.
Ben Murphy and James Adair from Quality Roofing. Again, if you have any questions for them, the website real quick.
QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
All right, thanks for being here today.
Have a quality day.